It's time for Too Many Cooks, a weekly adventure through cooking and cuisine with food journalist Patty Denton and special events impresario Gary Brevard.
Well, let's get right to our let's get right to our guest in the studio today. It's registered dietitian Michelle Plummer. Welcome, Michelle.
Welcome, Michelle, an old friend of both of ours.
Yes, that's right.
Good morning.
And she just joined the American Dairy Association of Indiana a couple of weeks ago as a relationship specialist, and we'll want to find out about that. But she has done
that like
a wide
Match.com or something.
No,
similar.
She's done a lot of wide range of jobs in the culinary field and on the outskirts of it, and had cooking classes, cooking school, and does a lot of catering and that kind of thing. So she's a great source for party ideas, and that's what we're talking today, the Super Bowl party. And we also hope to talk to her a little bit about navigating the confusing yogurt aisle, or at least it's confusing to me. So, and I'm sure there's
other
people.
It's changing all the time.
Yeah, talking about the probiotic products. And so let's start by talking about, and how has the American Dairy Association gotten into the spirit of the game here?
Well, you know, there's nothing better than a big cheese platter and a lot of fondues and a lot of shredded cheeses and Tex-Mex mixes and things like that for your parties. For whoever you want for the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. And the more the merrier. So what we're trying to do is get people interested in how to get a little more fruit, vegetable, and, of course, milk into their diet and doing it in some creative ways. So nice cheese platters, small ones, put all around the house. Nobody wants to leave the sofa or the big screen. They don't want to be out of range for that big move. So make small platters.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the kitchen, you know, when there's something going on in the other room. That's right.
Right,
exactly.
That's true, yes. And doesn't that, I mean, would that help, too, with kind of the safety, you know, aspect of serving the food as well?
Well, always the smaller.
Small platter. Yeah.
The smaller the platters, you can pick them up, take them to the kitchen at halftime. Well, you don't really want to miss halftime either, do you? That's
no,
the best part.
All those commercials.
But yeah, at some little break in the moment, you can take the small platters back, bring out a fresh one. You don't want to leave things out, you know, too long. A couple of hours is the rule. Hot things stay hot, cold things stay cold. But have a variety. If we're talking about maybe a hearty soup, a cream-based soup, put them in crock pots. I know at my house I have 3 or 4 crock pots. Stick them around, bowls around the side. Let people get it as they want to. A little bit more difficult for the hostess to clean up afterwards, but afterwards, who cares?
Well, since we're talking about the Super Bowl and Super Bowl treats and recipes and such, you know, for our first person to call in, first listener to call in, Michelle has brought or made available NFL 3-a-day chip and dip bowl. I mean, I don't know what that is. You might tell us what that is. But if you have an idea that you do every Super Bowl or have a recipe, a short one you want to share with us, we want to hear from you. And our call-in number is 788-3314. So tell us about that NFL 3-a-day chip and dip bowl.
It's a nice size bowl, but the best part is that it has all the NFL logos on it. So no matter who you're rooting for.
Oh, so you're covered.
You're covered.
Oh, okay.
Everything's perfect. Inside, there's a small bowl for the dip, of course. Some kind of cheese dip, some kind of a sour cream dip, something to pick up your chips. But it says 3-a-day at the bottom. So it still gives our message of, you know, needing 3 sources of dairy every day. But what a better way to do it than with friends and cheese and maybe a milkshake or a hearty cream-based soup or something like that.
While we're talking about the 3-a-day, I thought we ought to mention that people, you know, if they get this set, you know, they can get recipes. If they go on, you go navigate the IndianaDairyCouncil.org site to the 3-a-day and click on that, and then pops up some information, and you'll have a whole line of recipes.
We have
available.
So many recipes from the very
for
basic
Super Bowl,
cook,
particularly. Yeah,
right.
So, yeah,
for Super Bowl, for we chose 3 or 4 recipes for the Super Bowl, like an MVP pudding dessert. We chose a tailgate salad that is wonderful. This touchdown taco salad is great. It's light. It's so simple to make, and it goes a long way, especially if you have a lot of eaters. There's also a wonderful fondue, which I know that a lot of people think, well, oh, you can only do breads and things like that. But if you do some vegetables, steam them just a bit, have the vegetables out there, have crackers, have apples, grapes. It's wonderful. And again, in all your little stations around the house, it works out well. And you get a variety of different foods.